Let's move on, because we're still talking about the appointment of Seamus Wolfe to the Supreme Court. Last night, the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, told the press conference that he didn't instruct Minister Helen McEntee to tell her to make the recommendation to Cabinet, but he did confirm that he told her that Seamus Wolfe would be a good judge or an appropriate judge. Matt Carthy, do you accept Leo Varadkar's word on this, or are there still questions to answer in your view?
No, and it's not so much that there are questions to be answered, because it's now as clear as day what happened. The reason why the government were at such pains to avoid Helen McEntee coming before the Dáil were set out very starkly, because people who understand politics know that when your party leader tells you that something is a good idea, that's not a request, that's an instruction. And when that party leader is someone who has just appointed you to a cabinet position with all the pay and the perks that come with it, and also has the power to take you and remove you from that position at any time, that when they say that Seamus Wolfe would make, I think, a good judge, that's not a request, that's absolutely an instruction. So what we know now is that this was a political appointment, it was a stroke, just old boys club, usual insider type of deal that has been so prevalent of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael government for so long. The question that remains is, why are the government continuing the facade? Why are they treating the people like absolute fools? Or why are they, when everybody, dogs in the street, to use whatever cliche you want, everybody knows now what happened. This was part of government formation talks, rather than dealing with homelessness or the housing crisis or the deficiencies in our health services, when the party leaders were sitting around tables in advance of negotiating government formation, they were actually talking about which of their friends would get which jobs. And I think now is the time to drop the facade, admit what happened, and then maybe we can look at moving beyond this.
Oisín Smith, why are you treating people like fools?
I'm not. And just to say that I was on the negotiation team for forming a government, and in 5 weeks we never discussed positions on
we discussed which
ministries would be there, but we certainly didn't discuss.
It's very plausible that the Green Party hadn't a notion what was going on. I think that's actually
because there was separate negotiations between the party leaders at various stages of those negotiations. We know that, don't we?
Yep.
And Matt Carthy has given you an out there that you may not have been aware of what was going on. But should you have been?
But there's no, like, for a start, there's no question. I mean, because Seamus Wolfe here is being introduced again. There's no question that Seamus Wolfe was not qualified to go in the Supreme Court. And we know that for a fact, because a committee of people, of judges, of senior judges, presidents of all the courts got together, including the Chief Justice, and said, this man is qualified, and then handed that result to the Minister for Justice. The problem is that there are two tracks, for applying for this job. There is a set, you can be a sitting judge, in which case you go onto one list, or you can be somebody who applies
to the JAB. I think the whole country now knows more about the appointment of a Supreme Court judge than they ever wanted to know.
It's not a good enough way of appointing judges, and it needs to be fixed, absolutely. And in our program for government,
can I just ask you in relation to this appointment, Minister, are you absolutely comfortable that the story that you've been told, that Helen McEntee, a newly appointed minister, considered all the names that she had, the one name that came through JAB, the five other judges who put themselves forward for preferment, and the list of all the other judges that could be available for that position, and on her own, without discussing it with anybody apart from a very brief chat with Leo Varadkar, decided completely independently, seeking no consultation, that Seamus Wolfe was, out of all of those people, the best man for the job.
Well, if you know Helen McEntee, she's incredibly straight and honest, and somebody who I would absolutely trust 100%. I'm sure if you've met her, I'm sure you'd say the same thing about her. So whatever she said, I'm sure is true. I'm sure she absolutely saw the list of all the applicants. She considered them all. She decided which one was best. She discussed it with the party leaders, and then it was.
No, she didn't. That's actually not what happened at all. So what happened was that Helen McEntee was aware that one judge had come through one process. That's the former Fine Gael member and former Fine Gael Attorney General, Seamus Wolfe. Her party leader told her that that would be a good idea, a good pick of a judge. Then she went in and apparently considered all other options without having any criteria, without having any definition, without having any marking process whatsoever. Okay, this process was designed to ensure that the politically preferred option came through it. And that's what happened.
Okay, it's not an ideal process. I don't think she did anything wrong. And I think as well. I don't know how it works in your party, Matt, but perhaps when your party leader says something to you, it's the law. Certainly in my party, I just take it on board when Eamon Ryan says something.
Well,
to
that probably says more about Eamon Ryan than anybody else. But when a party leader says to you, I think this would be a good idea, either you accept that or you challenge it.
Okay,
but
let me bring in that conversation
without having a very clear view.
Okay, Matt, you've made that point.
You've made that point, but let's bring Catherine Connolly. Catherine, was there any rules broken here?
I despair of that type of interaction because there's absolutely no way that the listeners can learn what has happened here. And when we talk about traducing Seamus Wolfe, that's completely incorrect. When the minister talks about three tracks, he leaves out the fact that there's an inside track. And that's clearly what happened here. I am not interested in personalising anything. What has happened here is the appointment system for judges is not acceptable. I'm not just saying that. We have been strongly criticised by the Council of Europe. The judiciary itself has repeatedly asked governments to change the system of appointments and make it more open and accountable. The last day in the Dáil was extraordinary. I was allowed 10 minutes to make a statement, a full 10 minutes. I had 2.5 minutes to ask a question. Now, that in itself tells a story about the government and what it's afraid of. We learned that there were 5 other sitting judges who were interested. I'm not sure what track they were supposed to progress their expression of interest on because nobody made it clear to us. Not alone that, but their names went to the Attorney General's office. So that Attorney General knew that there were 5 judges interested in the position. Nobody seems to think there might be a potential conflict of interest there where the sitting Attorney General wants to be a judge himself and he's also made aware of who else wants to be. We don't know what happened with their names. When at what point did they go forward to the minister? At what point did they express their interest? We do know that the Supreme Court vacancy remained vacant for an extraordinary period of time and then suddenly the Chief Justice writes in February to say it's urgent and still the appointment isn't made. But when it is made, it's made with a brand new minister having a quick word with Taoiseach saying, what do you think of your man? I'm putting it that way. I'm sure it was slightly different. And the Taoiseach says he'd make a very good judge. But it's not made clear to us whether the minister went back and then said to the Taoiseach, and what do you think if the other 5 lads are women? Would they make good judges? Now, that's what we were listening to last week. We were told a certain amount of information with great gaps. We clearly need to change the system of appointments for judges to our courts. And that has been asked of us repeatedly. Each and every government has failed to do that. And the Supreme Court, the former Chief Justice, made it abundantly clear when she retired in 2017 that not alone did we need that, but we also needed urgent action in relation to a disciplinary position system for judges, amongst many other things, training and education, none of which has really happened today.
Yeah, can I just put that to Oisín Smith very quickly, Oisín? Why has there been such political resistance to dealing with this? Because it's been on the agenda for many, many, many years now, for successive governments.
So, for a start, it is, I agree with Catherine, there is a problem with it. And we did agree in our programme for government that we would bring in a new law, a new way of appointing judges. But I think if you're asking what was the problem in the past, I think there was a personality clash on the last cabinet between different ministers and the person who was proposing the legislation wasn't getting on with other people and so on. And I think there was a personal problem. And I think it's just another situation where the importance of cooperation and compromise between people is so valued, because if you can't do that, then you can't actually achieve anything. If you're divided, how can you do things? So there is legislation before the Dáil at the moment to change the system of judicial appointments. One of the things is to make it more transparent. Another thing is to add people to the committee who are choosing judges who are non-legal. And another thing is to have just a single track so that all the candidates are considered together. But it has to be more transparent.
We've heard this for far too long. I hope to see some changes, but I don't have confidence, quite frankly, that governments that include Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will ever take this to the level that it needs to go to. At the end of the day, somebody was appointed to the highest court in our land by way of a political stroke. I think that's something that we should all be really concerned about, and we should all be endeavouring and working together to try and ensure never happens again, because it's happened too many times.
Again, without casting any aspersions on
the
person at the centre of this. We're going to take a break there. Stay with us for these.